This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Welcome to another edition of After Hours with Defoe and Luby, Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz, and this promises to be, Luby, the most dramatic episode of After Hours in the program's history, as we welcome to the program the lovely Hannah Brown, who I think probably is the greatest reality television star ever of all time.
Feels like it.
In light of the versatility that she displayed, both on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and then, of course, winning Dancing with the Stars. Not an easy thing to do. Just ask any of the athletes who've competed that weren't skaters. And then I was on this military test thing that she was like the last survivor that wasn't an athlete. Hannah B, as she's known, welcome to the program. So glad to have you here on the show.
I loved all those compliments this morning. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. And in addition to that, you're also an accomplished author. I mean, do you sleep ever, Hannah B? You're amazing. I'm surprised you're not playing for the Chiefs. It's incredible what you've been able to do. But you're venturing into the novel category now and have a new book out. Wanted to touch on that before we got started here, because I'm a huge fan of the, or was at the time, of the Bachelorette series. Mistakes We Never Made is the name of the book. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so all the list of the amazing things that I've been able to do, I could have never dreamt that up for myself. It was not really a dream for me to be on reality TV, but I've always loved reading and writing, and so I have always had this big, grand idea to write a novel one day, so it's really cool to see this come to fruition, and you know, a lot of people started following me from my time on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and been really invested in my own love story, which has been so sweet. I've loved the support. But it's been cool now to take that dream that I had of writing a novel and be able to write a romance novel for people to enjoy a new love story that I'm able to create from my own life experiences, from and then also just creating new world. So it's been really, really fun. This has truly been, like I said, a dream come true.
It was interesting too, because naturally we followed you on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Weird episode, season. It might have been the most dramatic ever. Chris Harrison, nobody better at feigning caring than Chris Harrison, but I still see Colton Underwood jumping over that wall as he was leaving the house and disappearing into the wilderness somewhere. And then, of course, so you were on that one, and you became The Bachelorette, very popular choice. And, did you make a mistake there? I mean, how badly did you misjudge this Jed Wyatt character?
So that's kind of like one of the themes of this book, is like, did the being on The Bachelor, Bachelorette end up the way that I thought it was going to? No, it didn't. And some people could maybe say it was a mistake, but I don't see it as a mistake at all, because I got so much from it, and I probably wouldn't be in the relationship that I'm in now had I not put myself out there the way that I did. So I think there's always a risk when it comes to some of the best things in your life, and especially love. So I definitely have risked it all for love, and it ended up working out in my favor, and I'm very happy and so fortunate for the opportunities that I've had, but also what I've learned about myself and what I want and what I don't want. And I think sometimes people have, you know, been hurt in the past and have a fear of putting themselves out there. And then there's mistakes that they never make, but they also don't get to maybe experience the grand and fullness of life. And so I'm all about taking a risk and trying it.
Well, you certainly did when you went ahead and signed up for the Dancing with the Stars. I mean, Len Goodman staring him down after you just exhausted yourself with a foxtrot can't be the easiest of things to bear. But you managed to win that and were very impressive. And then you branch out and go into this military thing where you're among the toughest of people. How do you account for this versatility? I mean, did you get that? I know you had a background in beauty contests, but were they as arduous as some of the stuff you've attempted since?
I think I do really well when I'm just like have one sole focus, and all those experiences I've had are very extreme, where you're kind of like in a bubble in some way. And I do really well when I have like one goal and I focus on that and can accomplish it. Where like writing a book, this has been one of the hardest things because I'm still like in my normal life living in Nashville, Tennessee, having to like take out the trash, do the laundry, you know, do the dishes, like really distracted. That's harder for me than going, you know, out to the Middle East to be on some type of camp or just learning dance routines all day. It's very interesting. Like, I find that easier to do because I can just be really focused on one thing, where sometimes real life and all the responsibilities that come with that can be tougher for me.
Were you tempted to break that guitar over that guy's head? Could have been a scene out of Animal
No
House.
Comment.
The lovely Hannah B. I wish.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If we had more time, because as you can tell, we're big fans. Hannah Brown, ladies and gentlemen, new novel out, attempting to enter the genre there, Mistakes We Never Made. And if it's anything like the other previous offering she's had in the literary world, it's going to be a smash success, as everything else she's done in her life has been so far. Hannah, delight having you on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck with the book.
All right, thanks a lot. A guy who was a real creep, man, that she ended up selecting.
I love that you know these shows. That's literally the only reason I'm like, Anna Brown.
That's kind of where I lost it for the show, though, I have to say.
Oh, you respected
and,
her.
You know, I was a fan of Dancing with the Stars. I don't watch it nearly as much as I did when it first came on. And I rarely tune in except to see what seems to be total bullshit with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Nothing against Jesse Palmer. He does a great job. But nobody could feign caring. She kind of sloughed over that one.
Yeah. Well, cause remember, didn't Harrison end up having a thing, and now he's not there anymore? So there's probably some weird thing with Harrison. You know how
persona non grata, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about jeopardizing your contract with ABC and their various reality show endeavors if you all of a sudden say that Harrison was a real fraud. They might have appreciated that. I don't know. But, I used to watch it, and then it just became... It's kind of like the old line they say about, certain guys that are in the media. And they say, well, Dick Vitale has become a caricature of himself.
Yes.
And you're thinking, I could see where that makes some sense. And these shows have become just a caricature of themselves, have they not? I mean, if you bought into the bullshit in the beginning, you certainly couldn't buy it now, could you? It's almost like being a MAGA Republican movie.
No comment. I have strong feelings.
I mean, the man is attacking a woman in the dressing room of a Bergdorf Goodman. And ends up being like found to be culpable for that. Unbelievable.
Okay.
Right? In a civil court. Avoids any kind of serious. But I mean, if you're still buying this bullshit, that's okay.
Yeah, you're allowed to. It's your choice. Yeah.
I mean, there are people that really believe that there is all of this intense, thick drama. You wish that they would just show you the cutaways on The Bachelor. And The Bachelor.
Honestly, the stuff when they're real. Yeah,
where they're peeing in their pants laughing at some of this stuff. I mean, how could Harrison? He was better than Gordon Solie, the great wrestling announcer, or any wrestling announcer of distinction for that matter, right? Mm-hmm. I guess you got Mean Gene and others. And, they know it's all bullshit, and they're sitting there taking this so seriously, right? When Ric Flair says, hey, you know what? Hulk, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, for sure.
They know it's all crap. So, now it's interesting. But, this woman has held up very, very well on all of that. Very attractive woman. Was a former, Miss Kentucky or Miss USA or Miss America contestant. And everybody thought Colton Underwood, who was the guy... They always have this illusion, like a guy was a pro athlete, and then you never know where or what.
I mean,
was
he
in the Arena Football League? What was this guy?
I don't know. I've never heard that name.
Like, it's always a guy that you never heard of, that you never saw play. And, he was an athlete. I guess the same thing was true of Aaron Rodgers' brother, who was on. Was he actually The Bachelor at one time? Might have been. But nonetheless... Underwood, and Underwood ended up, he's on this show, and they're always talking about, I hope you're here for the right reasons, and it turns out the guy's gay.
Oh, jeez.
Which, not to cast any aspersions about gay people, that's fine, but, what's this guy cat doing on the, as The Bachelor, and he's having all kinds of mental wrestling matches. It really was, I mean, you talk about exploiting something that seemed to be rather cruel. To torture this poor man like this was absolutely insane. And now he's happy, right? So good.
Good for him.
But it kind of, I don't know. For me, it cast a very dark shadow on what little credibility the show had. one of the former Heat dancers, whose name escapes me right now, actually was one of the early contestants on The Bachelor. She may have been The Bachelorette. I believe she was. And she might have been one of the originals. She ended up marrying a guy that, the two of them got together, and they got married, and they're still married, happily so.
Oh, good for them. That's nice.
So, and she used to come by the studio sometimes, when the Heat were doing promotions. And I thought, wow, that's unbelievable that one of these reality shows actually had some dose of reality to it.
There you go.
But, Hannah Brown, ladies and gentlemen, that was good. Everybody go out there and buy her book. All right, Luby, a quick thought on things. We have to just touch on some of this NBA stuff that you love so much. Boston, Cleveland, Boston wins. What do you say?
I think Boston in five.
Boston in five. Cavaliers didn't look overwhelmingly impressive.
They're just not ready.
Life and death, to beat the Orlando Magic, who had a really good season this year, but weren't exactly a championship caliber. Material. All right. Thunder and the Mavericks. What do you think? Thunder, Mavericks.
It'd probably go six because Kyrie and Luka are playing really well right now. The Mavs don't have much else, and the Thunder have a lot, and they're deep, and they play both ends of the floor, again, something that Luke and Kyrie don't do. So yeah. It probably goes six just because of the Mavs' ability to score, but I think the Thunder win that pretty decisively.
Okay, we've got game two coming up tonight. Nuggets and the Timberwolves, a pivotal game two, as the Timberwolves are up 1-0 in that series already. And the Knicks and the Pacers, what would seem to be something I find slightly favorable to the Knicks, don't you?
Yeah.
Knicks.
Yeah. I think the Nuggets will rebound. They've been very laissez-faire these playoffs, and winning a title will do that to you. But you can't do that with the T-Wolves. Yeah, they're a young team, but they have enough veteran leadership on that team. And Anthony Edwards, despite his age being 22, doesn't think like a 22-year-old. He's very braggadocious, very arrogant, very confident, and he backs it up on the court. He's not scared of anyone. He went right after, and Kevin Durant's his idol, and he went right after Durant, and Durant had to smile because he was right, yes. Anthony Edwards. So I think the Nuggets will wake up. I see them winning probably in six, but I think it's going to be a tough series. So if it goes seven, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I think the T-Wolves are going to give them everything they can handle, but the Nuggets will probably win that series, I would think, in six. And I think the Pacers, funny enough, have more talent than the Knicks. They actually have a lot of talent on that roster. They're just young, and they play young. Like Haliburton, if you look at years in the league, yeah, he's not a rookie. Same thing with Miles Turner, but they're just so up and down, and their defense is so like it's so offensively focused that yes. In the playoffs that screws you. You gotta look, we saw with those Suns years ago with Nash and Stoudemire, like you can win without playing defense, but you have to be perfect, and it's hard to be perfect in a playoff series when you're playing in Madison Square Garden and the refs are 100% against you. I just don't see the Pacers being able to overcome that. I think they'll get two in that series because they have enough offensive talent, and you can see that when Tyrese Burton takes control, they're really hard to stop. But the Knicks are just the way that they play under Tom Thibodeau, you got to play some defense. They're going to slow the game down, and I don't think the Pacers can handle that. So I think the Knicks win that in six as well.
All right. Sounds good. Image of Rick Carlisle after that opening game of the Milwaukee series loss. It looked like a carcass that, you know, maybe 3 days after they had poured through some rubble after a building collapse or something. That didn't he look exactly like that? That
yes,
kind of curled up
100%.
In a fetal position like he'd been hit in the head with a lead pipe or something. And, you know, not even a sign of an ounce of blood left in this guy's system. But they did bounce back. Wildly inconsistent, though, in that series against the Bucks. To lose two games to the Bucks, you really got to question whether, as you said, they're ready to go. All right, NHL, we do have in town tonight. We hail out of Miami, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida area. And, of course, the Florida Panthers going against the Boston Bruins. So that should be a good showcase.
Yes, that means it's
a
great
series. NHL continues to deliver on the road to the Stanley Cup. All right, thanks so much to Hannah Brown for joining us
here
of reality show fame. For Mike Luby Lubitz, I'm Jeff DeForest. And saying, hey, thanks for tuning in to After Hours with Defo and Luby. And no matter what you do in life, right, Luby?
Yes.
You got to believe.
Hey, folks, Tony Segretto here. Let me ask you a question. What do you look for when you go out to eat? Good food, obviously. Friendly atmosphere, not too loud, but good energy, reasonable prices, and a place where you feel comfortable. All those ingredients, no pun meant there, are hard to find unless you're talking about the Texas Roadhouse. You see, they encompass all of those attributes. Really, really good food. Amazing atmosphere. Good for a family, good for a date, or just a night out for yourself, and prices that will make you extremely happy. Their ribs unmatched. Steaks hand-cut every day. Everything, and I mean everything, is made on-site, including their incredible bread. It's the one day, folks, that you can forget about low-carb diets. Trust me when I tell you, Texas Roadhouse, your restaurant, your destination, when you say, where should we go and eat tonight?
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.